Talk Tonight continues on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Richard Krause, sitting in for Jim Richards. He'll be back on Monday. If you have taken a plane anytime the next couple of weeks, chances are that you're aware that things are broken out there. Maybe you were stranded in an airport in Vancouver or Mexico. Maybe you were told, oh, that flight's canceled. We'll rebook you on another one a week from now. So come back. We'll figure it out when you come back, and you've got to fend for yourself. So what do you do? Well, you can complain, but where do you complain? How long, more importantly, how long is it going to take for anything to happen with your complaint? So the Canadian Transportation Agency says that it can take up to 18 months to have an air travel complaint reviewed. And, you know, I've heard that it's sometimes even longer than that, up to 2 years. And by that point, to get my $600 back, I might have just written it off and said, you know what, I just don't even want to think about that anymore. So something has to be done to fix this and to help us kind of shed some light on that. We brought in John Gradick, faculty lecturer and coordinator of the Aviation Management Program at McGill University. He's an expert in commercial airline management. John, thank you for joining me tonight.
It's a pleasure, Richard, as usual.
Yes, we were just talked, I think, last week. The days have all run into one long day for me since I've been here, but
yeah,
thank you for coming back.
It's been one travel nightmare after another.
It sure has. And so why is it that it takes 18 months to 2 years to have a complaint formally reviewed? Does that suggest inefficiency or just a huge backlog or both?
Both. I think that, mm-hmm. The CTA was never designed and never staffed to handle this volume of work. I think that, you know, the CTA typically would have, you know, a couple hundred complaints, 200-300 complaints a year. Mm-hmm. Some of them dealing with, you know, passenger rights, but most of it dealing with complaints about noise, aircraft noise, or about licensing of aircraft and stuff like that. Nowhere near what they're getting today as a result of those new APPRs that have been put in place since 2019. And of course, all the chaos we've had in the last 3 years has caused all of these complaints to show up at the CTA's doorstep. And you're right. You know, I think that, you know, there are orders of magnitude more passengers that have been disrupted in the process that have, as you've done, given up the ghost and said, that's not mm-hmm. worth fighting.
Yeah.
Let's walk away from it. And I think my numbers tell me somewhere around 10% of those passengers, in fact, do file a complaint. So it's the tip of the iceberg. 90% of those passengers who could have filed complaints do not.
And is there anything being done to look after this? I mean, this wait list would suggest, to me anyway, that they're not in any real hurry to fix this. But this system is broken. And if we learned anything over the last month, that it's that the airline system is broken. This, the Canadian Transportation Agency, their complaint system is broken. But can we expect anytime soon for that to be fixed? Or do they kind of like it this way simply because it dissuades 90% of the people from filing complaints?
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. You know, it's a good question for a conspiracy theorist to figure out, you know, what is really going on here.
I am wearing my tinfoil hat right now.
The other side, yeah. And the other side of the coin is that the agency would it like, you know, the airlines to basically settle before it gets to the agency.
Mm-hmm.
But the airlines have taken on to themselves to fight these APPR regulations and to, you know, not to process, you know, customer compensations or refunds, even though they might be due. And so the CTA is, I'm not saying complicit. You know, I've heard people say that the CTA is complicit with the airlines and that they're not really doing anything to enforce and use the full mm-hmm. force of the law to slap, you know, the wrists of these airlines that keep violating these APPRs, like, you know, $250 fine if you don't pay a $400 refund.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a big deal. So they would rather pay the fine. But the CTA has a power to enforce it up to $25,000 per infraction. And they're nowhere near that level of enforcement. So there's a lot of questions being asked. Is this an effective way of dealing with passenger complaints? And it's my opinion, as you said, it's broken. We need something efficient. We need something that's expeditious, something that can turn stuff around fairly quickly. 2 years is not a fair process to handle this.
Is this chaotic travel season that just passed, is this going to be the thing, do you think, that might shine a big enough spotlight on this problem to finally get some action? I mean, the Passenger's Bill of Rights is one thing. It's kind of toothless. There's too many loopholes in it. Perhaps that needs to be revisited. Certainly, the complaint process needs to be revisited. The chair of the House of Commons Transport Committee said on Tuesday that he plans to convene a meeting where representatives from Sunwing and Via Rail and everyone else will be called to explain why travel was so disruptive over the holidays. That's one thing. But there have to be repercussions, I think. And do you think that this disastrous holiday season will lead to repercussions?
I think so. I think that, a few of us have been basically making the complaint and, carrying a standard to the agency and to the House of Commons committee about, the toothless tiger that the CTA has become. And I think that, finally, I think the committee has had enough of guys like myself, kind of slapping him down for not, not taking, more assertive action. So I think that, there is going to be a day of reckoning shortly as to either we do one of two things, clean up the APPRs and make them more effective and get them to enforce it.
And that's the Passenger's Bill of Rights, that the APPRs, right? Yeah.
Right. And on the other side is create, and you hate doing this, but to create another agency, but that has the responsibility to basically go through these complaints and have some targets and some, key performance indicators for their performance to say that you file with the CTA or this replacement, you get resolution within 30 days. And that would get people's trust back into the process and will probably, get you to feel more comfortable in providing a complaint to the CTA. So there's got to be some very, very strict performance standards associated with the handling of these complaints. Right now, it's not enough.
There is no other business that gets away with as much customer tomfoolery as the airline business, I don't think. And yet, somehow, they seem to be able to walk away with an apology and, paying out the occasional fine. But it's never enough to me. We just have a minute left. Why is that, do you think?
Well, I think that, transportation in this company is a basic human right. We cannot get away without air transportation in this company. And within this country. And I think the government understands that, and they don't want to peeve off the airlines too much, because the airlines can, abandon service at any point in time, as Sunwing has done in Saskatchewan in the last couple of days. So, they're walking a fine line. They're walking on eggs, on this one, eggshells, and they've got to be really careful about how far they push. But at a certain point in time, somebody's got to take accountability and responsibility for some of these actions. And to me, it's probably the Minister of Transport that really has to stand up and basically say, enough is enough.
John, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much. We're up against the clock, but I appreciate your insight on this.
All right. Take care, Richard. Bye-bye.
That was John Gradick, faculty lecturer and coordinator of the Aviation Management Program at McGill University. Stay with me. Lots more to come.